From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. On Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump said he felt vindicated by former FBI Director James Comey's testimony. However, VOA's Jim Malone reports the president may face another issue.
Comey attacked Trump's credibility during the hearing, and that could have some lasting political impact as well, says Chris Adelson.
How do you gain that back once it's lost?
For the moment, though, Republicans are sticking with the president, making any move toward impeachment unlikely. The Russia probe, now led by Special Counsel Mueller, is expected to go on indefinitely. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson sent mixed messages on Qatar Friday. VOA's Carla Babb has the story.
For Qatar, we want you back among the unity of responsible nations.
President Donald Trump once again slammed the tiny oil-rich Gulf nation of Qatar. But Qatar is a strategic U.S. ally, and its Al Udeid Air Base hosts America's biggest concentration of military personnel in the Middle East. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged Qatar to address the terrorist financing concerns and said those blockading Qatar need to stop. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
The Pentagon said the blockade of Qatar could impede U.S. long-term operations. Iranian reformists and opposition groups are worried that hardliners may use this week's Islamic State-claimed twin terror attacks to press leadership in Tehran to crack down on social media and renege on election promises of reforms and freedoms. Iran has dismissed IS threats since 2007. This is VOA. Hardly. The votes have been cast and counted in Britain's indecisive election, in which no party got an outright parliamentary majority. Then politicians and others took to the airwaves to spin and criticize what the result could mean. Sir Craig Oliver.
I think there'll be a huge post-mortem that will go on for a long time. Why did they make the mistakes that were clearly in the manifesto? Why did they take those gambles? Were they right to follow a strategy of trying to win over these 4 million UKIP voters while alienating liberal conservatives?
Brexit talks with the European Union negotiators are scheduled to begin in 10 days. EU officials have warned talks shouldn't be delayed and have expressed their fear that with the government weakened by the election result, the talks could become even more complicated. The hammer-wielding man who attacked police officers patrolling in front of Notre Dame Cathedral appears to have been radicalized by himself through the internet and was unknown to French police and intelligence services. Chief Prosecutor François Molins.
So it looks like we are in front of a profile of a neophyte, which the counterterrorism services fear as much as the experienced profiles. I have said it before and I can only repeat it today. The terrorist threat today is shape-shifting. At this time, we have been confronted by an internet threat, one that is carried out by decided individuals who want to carry out violent projects here when they have difficulties joining the war zone.
Comme une alternative à leur projet entravé, qu'il soit concrétisé ou non, de départ sur zone.
One police officer was slightly injured in Tuesday's attack. Mullins hasn't identified the suspect by his full name, but did confirm he was an ex-journalist who was legally living in France as a student. Philippines military said the U.S. is assisting the government forces to end the siege in Marawi City by fighters allied to Islamic State. Lieutenant Colonel Joar Herrera describes the kind of support supplied by the U.S.
The presence of the U.S. counterparts facilitate the exchanges of intelligence, facilitate subject matter experts exchange, and also provides training.
Friday's battles with the militants left 13 Filipino forces dead. A senior administration official and other sources say President Donald Trump is preparing to announce new policies toward Cuba that will likely roll back parts of former President Barack Obama's efforts to normalize relations. The president is expected to leave diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana intact. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.